rolling, I take it. All right, thank you. Today is Thursday, March 7th, 2024, 5:30 p.m. This is the regular meeting of the Harbor Advisory Board. We will start with a establish a quorum and call to order. We'll just do a quick roll call here. Member Green?
Here.
Member Vail?
Present.
Member O'Brien?
Here.
Member Hansen?
Here.
Member Witowski is not present. And one, neither is Member Dowdy. Thank you. Is not here. With that, we've got a quorum. Right now, we'll have a moment of silence. Next up, we'll all rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Flags. Close pull.
You can grab that one. Well, they can't see it. Oh. All right. Well, can you guys see the flag? All right. No, we'll pull the flag out. Sorry.
It's got red and white stripes and
stars. 13 stars.
We're off to a boring start. All right. Thank you.
Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All Thank you. I know. Next up, we will start with the advisory board member, the liaison announcement, and we'll start over there on the with Member Green.
I have just maybe I'll say two things regarding the Planning Commission. On March 15th, there is a California Coastal Commission hearing with our local coastal program and zoning code amendment that the Community Development Department has been working on for a long time. Again, that takes place at the California Coastal Commission on March 15th. I believe the public comment period remains open. If you have any questions about that, you can reach out to Cindy Jacinth in the Community Development Department. She will field your questions. It's not that much, not too recent at this point, but former Community Development Director Scott Graham departed our city a couple weeks ago, left for a similar position in Pismo Beach. So we wish him well. We have an interim Community Development Director in his place while they go through the recruitment process at the city level.
Thank you, Member Vail.
It's all quiet on my side.
All right, thank you. We'll jump over to Member O'Brien.
Yes, thank you. So I did want to announce that this week, Morro Bay Commercial Fishermen's Organization and the Port San Luis Commercial Fishermen's Association together I filed a lawsuit. It was filed February 29th, 2024, and was processed March 5th, 2024, by our attorney, William S. Walter. The suit is against the California Coastal Commission, the California State Lands, all three Morro Bay Wind developers, and CSA Ocean Sciences, the survey company, for the illegal conduct of damaging site surveys without publicly adopted protocols for monitoring and mitigation, and because of no contact with any of those agencies, we had no choice but to sue them. And there is also a long list, a laundry list of abuses that these government agencies have made. And we intend through this lawsuit to call them on it. Okay, that was fun. So also, I would like to call everyone's attention to there is a group getting together. It's REACT Alliance, Save Our Seas, Stop Offshore Wind 2024. If any of you haven't seen it, it's Saturday at 12 noon. It lasts till 5 p.m. It'll be on the waterfront and at the Vets Hall. There will be food and bands. The donation is $10. But we hope that there will be a very large group in attendance. Thank you.
Thank you. Member Hansen.
My name. Hi, I wanted to bring attention to a couple of things in the future with the chamber. But first, last week, I was lucky enough to volunteer at the Crab Feed. And that is a event where all the proceeds go to the Morro Bay High School baseball team. And it was a really awesome event. So next year when it happens, people should really look into it. They had so many different prizes and a silent auction. The harbor actually gave one of their tours for four people on the harbor patrol boat. And then Harbor Walk-In gave one too, and it went for $500. So in the combo of the two of us. So it's really good to go for the high school students. On future news for the chamber, they have quite a few things lined up for the next 2 months. There is going to be a mixer at the Savory Palette on March 13th at 5:30. And it looks to be a really fun event with prizes at the door as well. On March 20th, they have their Breakfast on the Bay, their monthly Breakfast on the Bay. That's at 7:30 in the morning. You get breakfast from Carla's Country Kitchen. And this month, the topic is women entrepreneurs. So I'm pretty sure they're going to, I need to talk at that one. they'll let me know on the day before. And then also on April 26th, they're having their Embarcadero Shop Sip and Stroll. That's happening between 5 and 7:30. It's on a Friday. That's a new one for them. And it should have a really good turnout. I know that there is a hotel that just opened or is going to open. And they're going to be taking people on tours and have the siren do drinks. And there's quite a few new businesses, both in the Embarcadero as well as downtown, that are going to be part of that Shop, Sip, and Stroll in the month of March. I mean, April. And that's it for me.
All right. Thank you. There's things I'm good at, things I'm not good at, and the not good at category includes outreach, so I don't have anything to report at this time. We do not have any presentations at this point for this session, unfortunately, but that we will jump into public comment. I see a few people in the audience. If there's things that are not on the agenda or you're unable to stay for the duration, have your opportunity to speak. Any public comment here in the audience? Nope. All right. With that, AGP, is there anybody with their hands up online?
Hi, Chair Myers. So there are no hands raised in the queue right now.
Thank you very much. With that, we'll move on to the consent calendar. Has the minutes from our December meeting. Thank you, Lori. And also the status report. Any questions on the status report? Anything we want to pull? We do motions still, right? All right. Do we have a motion to approve the consent calendar?
I'll do it.
Second.
All right. With that, all in favor? Aye.
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 Any opposed? Nope. All right. Consent calendar is approved. Next, we'll move on to business item B1, which is the departmental updates. And that will turn it over to our harbor director.
Thank you, Chair Myers and advisory board members. I think my last report was in early December. I want to give you some updates on offshore wind activity at the harbor. I know I've made you aware of the city's and harbor's request for funding support for offshore wind. We do not have staff that is technically advanced in that area or has specific knowledge. We don't have any staff, in fact, dedicated to that particular function. And we have made requests over and over again to both the federal government and the state government. And in December, we were directed towards the state government, and we met with state representatives. And they finally, after a number of meetings and conversations, directed us to the county. And so we had meetings with the county, and we were aware that the county had been awarded, I think it was $1.7 million for offshore wind. We weren't 100% certain what those funds were for. Apparently $700,000 of those funds they had already appropriated to themselves for staffing for offshore wind. We learned that the remaining $1 million would be available to ports in San Luis Obispo County, which of course includes Morro Bay. The other two included Port St. Louis and Cal Poly. And so we made a direct request for a portion of those funds, and eventually we learned that the county was planning to what they called, in a sense, appropriate those funds to the different ports so that we could utilize that for infrastructure studies. What we later learned was the county had already secured a contractor to perform that work for them, and that we would have the ability to answer a few questions, basically a questionnaire as to what we would like to see happen in Morro Bay. And our request was quite different, I think, from the other harbors. We basically indicated that infrastructure is not what we're looking for right now. What we're looking for is environmental impact of offshore wind to Morro Bay and our community. And so that was our response to the county. We haven't heard yet. We expect to know something by the end of this month, I believe, and that's going to come in the form of an MOU, a memorandum of understanding with them. And like I indicated, the county is controlling the contract. The contractor has already been identified as Mott McDonald. So that's where that is. I'll tell you that we're disappointed in the methodology that was used for this. We were not, we did not participate in any part of how that was going to be distributed or how it was going to be used. And so we're just waiting. We don't want to give up our opportunity to have some funding, but our intention is to direct that funding towards environmental impact. And we'll see where that goes. What the county has indicated is, depending upon the cost of the study, which they don't know yet until all of the harbors have identified what their needs are, if there's any additional funds, they'll consider distributing that for our use for staffing. So that's where we are right now with that. Let's see what else. The city participated in Washington, D.C. in February. I was supposed to be there. I got very sick, unfortunately, and missed that meeting, but our mayor and council member Landrum attended along with the city manager. The meeting was the CMAQ meeting. As you know, that's an organization in the state of California that lobbies for dredge funding. But another reason for that meeting is to meet with other agencies, which they met with all of the other agencies that we have in the past. BOEM, you know, I can't even name all the different agencies, and basically lobbied for money. We did make a request, and I'll talk a little bit about it later, about a study, additional study we had performed on TPIR. But part of our request is for an additional $7 million to complete the rebuild of the North TPIR. And we won't know really how that is going to work out for several months from now. Equinor had another site visit. They continue to show interest in Morro Bay. And we did have a request from a company called Fugro. It's a survey company. They have a very large vessel that they've requested to bring into Morro Bay Harbor. At this point, they've not gotten back to us. We asked for more specifics, and we've already determined that the vessel's too large to come into Mora Bay without knowing the impacts of that vessel on the harbor. So our intention at this point is to deny that request until we have enough information to determine what kind of impacts those types of vessels would have on our harbor. Regarding the dredge, as we mentioned in the past, the dredge all the way back to the back channel is not going to take place this year. The environmental study indicated steelhead trout were there, and they have to be tagged and monitored. And so that will occur next year is what we're told by the Army Corps. What we're told is it'll be a two-part dredge. They'll do the initial inlet dredge regular time in the spring, and then they would do the back channel dredge at the end of 2025. So that's what they're indicating to us. And they are indicating that they will be here again in May as regularly scheduled to do the inlet dredge. So that hasn't changed for this year. They'll talk about our budget and revenues. We did have a mid-year budget review. Our best guess, because it is a guess, is that we are on track for the harbor to meet both expenses and revenue. And the reason I say it's a guess is because we really don't know our revenue until July, when most of the percentage rent comes in. But everything seems on track, and we anticipate being able to make budget again this year. Our $72,000 vehicle replacement was delivered in December, and that will be outfitted and badged very soon and be in service. And another report, the fire system that we just had installed on the 69 vessel had a failure. And we are working with Radon right now to determine what the damage was, if any, and how that's going to be either repaired or replaced. So we've had it to their facility, and they've been down here just recently and been doing some testing. So hopefully that's not going to be an issue. And then I'd like to report that we will be going to council next week with a request to accept the funds from Friends of Mora Bay Harbor for the purchase of the utility vehicle. So we're hoping to get that ordered and in service before summertime, or at least in June, depending upon the timing of that. I'll report on some infrastructure. I've made this report in the past. The DBW boat ramp replacement grant has been placed on hold based on requirements that they placed on us again. We, depending upon our ability to do this in the near term, we don't know just from a staffing standpoint, but we are looking into ways to just simply do a repair of that boat ramp rather than a replacement. I mentioned in the past the Beach Street project has been terminated. Those funds are going to be redirected towards the repair of all of the commercial fishing docks and probably other areas as we see fit. The T-Pier, Brady and Associates, and I had reported, had done an initial above water inspection. We had determined a certain amount of work that could be done, but based on their findings, we felt it in our best interest for them to do a below water study, which they did in December. And they identified significant damage. Of course, things don't repair themselves. They only get worse, and that's where we are. Basically identified approximately $7 million of additional repairs that need to be done. So our request when we went to DC was for $7 million of appropriated funds. We already have $1.5 million, so that would be a total of $8.5 million. And that's to do a repair in place, in its location, in its current position, no changes to it, basically a repair of that dock, including upgraded electric and fire suppression systems. I mentioned that we were looking at doing a one-way drive aisle at the harbor. I hope I mentioned this to you. Based on my timing, I may not have been able to get all of this to you the way I wanted to. I did take that to a PWAB meeting that we were looking from a safety standpoint to one way, the harbor drive aisle. from basically Bob Fowler's restaurant all the way through to the Coast Guard. And the reason is it's just not a safe two-way road. A lot of the tractor trailers get hung up, especially when we have harbor vehicles parked in front where we need them parked. So Public Works has agreed to take that on as a project. We're going to be paying for the engineering. They're going to be paying for the actual work. And hopefully that'll get done sometime next budget year. But that's basically going to create a one-way drive aisle past Mora Bay Seafood Company, past the harbor, past the Coast Guard building, and hopefully create a much safer path for pedestrians as well as for vehicles. The commercial fishing dock repair project is ongoing. I am looking to identify another $300,000 to complete that project. We have $300,000 currently appropriated towards it. There's a lot more damage to the wood, to the torsion bars, to the floats. Of course, every time you get into something, you don't know until you get there. But our commitment is to do as good of a repair as we can to all of those commercial docks so that they can last another 10 years or longer. I've mentioned the insurance claim and the FEMA recovery. And as I mentioned regarding FEMA recovery, it's looking worse and worse for any FEMA dollars regarding the damage to the harbor during the storms of 23. The Public Works Department recently had an RFP for a harbor revetment assessment. Council has requested a complete harbor facility assessment. Based on funding, we determined that the area we would do first would be the revetment and the seawalls. And the reason for that is because we know we need funding. And this type of assessment gets you closer to congressional Army Corps grant funding to get that done. So at this point, we have identified a potential contractor based on that RFP, and that'll be announced probably next week sometime. Regarding the waterfront master plan, just to let you know, that is a city project. It is grant funded. I just learned that the city just submitted the grant application. It will take another 30, 60 days to know where that goes. There is no particular schedule. That will also be an RFP type project. It's also due to staffing. It's going to be difficult to move that forward quickly. So I don't know the timing on that. So I'll leave it at that. And if you have any questions, I'll be glad to answer after I'm completed here. Regarding leaseholder activity, there's been quite a bit of activity. Currently working with Bayfront Marina on their lease addendum, working with Giovanni on that lease addendum, Three Stacks has been resolved. We've been notified by Tognazzini and Krills that both of them wish to renew their lease. So we're going to be negotiating with them. I've mentioned to you that Mora Bay Fish Company, I don't remember if December, if they were decided at that time, but Mora Bay Fish Company, Garrett Rose and his father were selected to continue with the interim lease and keep the fish landing open. Laurie is working with the Dutchman on a lease addendum. Of course, TLC Enterprises is partially open, so we're glad to have that almost completed. Libertine, as you've probably already seen, is closed for demolition. They will be placing a sign soon on their property indicating what the new building should potentially look at. And as you know, Associated Pacific is moving forward with their recommendation for their project. Let's see. HAB and CFAC ad hoc committee, as you know, met quite a bit in late 23. We'll be meeting, I think, at the end of next week. Yeah, to discuss, and if you want to talk about that, sure. I'll let you do that. And then once once we do that, there'll be some schedule as to how that moves forward, whether it comes back individually to each advisory board or if it'll be joint. I'm sure it'll go to council at some point, but I don't really know until after that meeting. And then also I want to let you know that at the next meeting, I think if you haven't heard, I have set a time frame as to when I'm leaving the harbor. It will be in July. I don't have a specific date. We're trying to figure that out, but I will be leaving the harbor in July. I'm working with the city manager now in developing a potential reorganization of the harbor department. I'm sure some of that is going to come to the HAB committee. I think next month, I'd probably bring you a brief summary and some recommendations that I'm going to be making and let you have a chance to provide your input on that. And that's it.
Wow, tons of detail. I know Member O'Brien was chomping at the bit, so go ahead.
Thanks. Yeah, I just this is a kind of a non-question in a way, but what authority does the county have to come into our harbor and do a project? I mean,
that's a good question.
I mean, I just don't understand. Everything has its place, and there's every ship has a captain.
I'm not sure I can answer it in terms of what authority they have. The money, the money was appropriate.
Damn, left that one out.
The money was appropriated to them, and they believe it's their responsibility to control the contract associated with that money. And so that's the path they've taken. Like I mentioned, we're not thrilled about the process, but we don't want to eliminate a potential study that could support information that we may need. We just don't know how this is going to go yet.
Just tell them, give me the money.
We did.
We'll take care of our own house. And that's how it always works. If it worked this way and they were responsible to do every project in the whole county, no, they allocate the money here and they allocate it there and other people do it. Whatever. It's insane. And then I was just wondering about the steelhead thing. All for steelhead. But we need a dredge. There was steelhead there this year. Next year, are those steelhead are going to be gone?
I was told that they're being tagged and that they will monitor them during the dredge.
Okay. And Ted, just out of curiosity, can you give us some idea of the type of reorganization that the harbor's looking at? I mean, if you can't answer it, we understand. Don't want to put you on the spot, but is it going to be the old harbor department with a different manager, or no harbor departments, then we'll all be going uptown for services? Or
yeah, and I appreciate the question. I think what I would prefer to do is wait until I have more direction on what is likely to be accepted rather than throw out all the ideas that could be.
Okay.
Yeah.
You might just, I mean, the public might be interested in having a say.
Yeah, and that's like the purpose for bringing it back next April at your meeting and give you at least some summary.
Yeah, but I mean, we'd like to have a say before it happens.
Well, yeah, it won't be happening.
Being told about it after it's done.
Yeah, and that's again is the reason to bring it forward to the first. Yeah, and it won't be a completed plan at that time. It will be an idea, basically, as long as I have an approval by the city manager to do that.
Okay, yeah. Thanks, Ted.
All right, Member O'Brien, anything else?
Oh, sorry.
All right, thank you. I think Member Bale has a couple comments.
Ted, how big is this vessel that wants to come in that you think might be too big?
So the vessel, we were told, was in the 225 range.
Good grief. Okay, and how long?
I'm sorry?
How long would they want to stay?
We didn't have that data, and we don't know if it was a daily trip in and out of the harbor. We really didn't get enough information. We've asked for more information that we've not heard back. But like I said, my direction to staff and to city manager and to council is we're going to deny request because we just don't know what
it's too big. It really is.
They didn't indicate how much they drew. So,
well, yeah,
a couple hundred feet is pretty big, but if you draw more water than we've got,
well, it's not even a point. You're just seeing the thing head in and back out. You can't pick it up and turn it around. Okay.
All right. Thank you. Member Green?
Yeah, I have a couple of questions, Ted. Thank you very much. With the North T Pier rebuild funding request of $7 million, is there an incentive to get that repair through before any sort of medium to long-term port infrastructure discussions happen at the offshore wind level? And or could that possibly be a moot repair depending on what comes of offshore wind?
So the intention of the study was to determine how is it rebuilt in its current or in its past capacity, not going forward, but basically what is it? What was it? You know, how do we get it back in its condition? There's no intention to develop this towards offshore wind.
Is your sense that getting that through and repaired could possibly disincentivize a replacement by the powers that be, or no opinion, no thought?
You know, quite honestly, we need the repair as soon as possible. I mean, we can't just continue to wait for offshore wind to come in and say, hey, we want this and we're going to repair it. So the intention, again, is to use the money to repair it in its current location, current condition.
Sort of a follow-up to something Jeremiah brought up, which I think was a good point, regarding the county's position on our staffing needs, knowing that, and I appreciate sort of these multiple requests, even throwing stuff at the wind and hoping something works out, knowing that Morro Bay's interests in many ways oppose some of the funding sources or jurisdictions. Have there been any talks at the council or city management level of self-funding a staffing position that represents our own interest as opposed to trying to pull from someone who doesn't necessarily share the same interests?
If I understand the question, is can we fund it internally?
Not necessarily from the Harbor Department perspective, but from a city budget standpoint, an in-house advocate that, you know, as we see it, you know, in terms of our level of expertise or lobbying ability, it's basically you, a voluntary council, a new city manager, an absent community development department, and a subcontracted city attorney. And with that team, we're sort of in no position to do any kind of lobbying or fighting for what's in our city's best interest. And so there might be value. Certainly there's value in, at the city level, discussing that staffing component, even if it's a 1099.
Yeah. And I agree with you. I mean, it's not a matter of, we know what we need. I don't know that we know the cost. The city just simply doesn't have the funding. The harbor certainly doesn't have the funding. The city's in the same position as the harbor. And on top of that, you know, from a resource standpoint, we've lost several important individuals in the city right now too. So without outside funding, county, state, federal funding, I don't know how we would support that position.
Okay. Another question. I want to thank Ted for sort of the regarding leaseholder relations and budgetary considerations and new negotiations. I want to thank Ted for sort of this what feels like a heightened awareness of leasehold negotiations and discussions and sort of a progress report. I know some of the items came up on at the council level and mostly seem to be moving forward in the right direction. So I just wanted to say that regarding leaseholds and my appreciation for that. Regarding the seawall revetment study, is that a study of all spaces? All of it's public technically, but is it that includes all leasehold fronts, or is some portion of that leaseholder responsibility on the study there?
It includes only city property, so it does not include leasehold property where it's under their requirement. Yeah.
And the last question, I'm not sure to what extent this impacts or can be impacted by Harbor Department or Harbor Advisory Board. There's, you know, some kind of negative news about local fishing industry protocols to what extent are fishing regulations, if at all, under the purview of the city or Harbor Advisory Board, or are there opportunities to enhance enforcement or compliance with fishing regulations that are outside of our jurisdiction?
I'm not sure I can answer that. Yeah. Right. So, and I'm glad Lori's here. Fish and Game actually has the authority and responsibility in the harbor. I mean, I'm certain if we see something, we'd be able to report it also, but yeah.
But that's, I just wanted to know who has jurisdiction, and is there opportunity for us to do anything to help that process from a PR standpoint, from a compliance standpoint, anything like that. But if not, that's okay.
I would say we would report to them.
All right, Peggy, anything else, Member Green? Therese?
Okay, I have a bunch. So first off, you mentioned the leases and updates on that. Is there any progress on lease negotiations? I know that there are quite a few that were open. Is like the Libertine, are they in negotiations? Because you mentioned that it's slated to be demoed. Is that, I know that one of the things is having negotiations first before it's demoed and having coastal permit.
Mm-hmm,
just right. Wondering where you're at with that.
Yeah, there's still a little time before we need to negotiate with them, but it's not in negotiations right now.
Okay. And then you mentioned demoed, and it's actually a pretty unsafe property right now.
Mm-hmm.
Has the applicant gone to the Coastal Commission and requested an emergency demo permit?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
I don't know that, you know, listening to Scott a little bit regarding that, I mean, I believe that has to all go through Coastal, but I don't know that they have. I don't know if there's a reason enough for an emergency for that.
Okay.
But again, I'm speaking as a prior business owner. I don't know if I would do that without having my permits in place myself, not knowing.
Oh, no, you have to have a demo permit in order to do it. But Coastal Commission, you could do an emergency permit with them.
Yeah.
So it could come down sooner than 6 months.
But I guess my point is, if I was invested in that, am I going to spend my money to do that, not knowing if I have permits and a lease in place?
Right. Just currently right now with the high winds and the rain, it's causing damage to other properties around it. And so, I mean, I've been talking to the fire marshal about it. It's just something that I think the city should support him if he wants to demo it sooner than those other things are taken.
And I think they would, whether or not that'll be done. But I'm not even sure he can do that at this point without having Coastal approval. And I don't know whether that would be an emergency. But if you see an issue with it and you want to let us know, we're in contact with them to, like, as you hopefully saw, they papered all their windows and took care of some of the security on the building. And we want to make sure that that continues.
Okay. And then also, when is the next time that we're going to talk about budget or see where we are with all of the accounts?
We can, I'm sure we can bring a summary report at the next meeting if that's something you'd like to see. Are you talking about next budget?
No. Current? I'm just, yeah, where we are right where now, because we had priorities and you know, savings and things have gone different routes.
We can,
it'd be nice to have an update.
Yeah, we can provide an update. It's just that, as I indicated, it's never totally accurate because revenue isn't there and a lot of expenses, but we can explain that out.
Right.
If you want to see where things. So I can add that as an item you'd like to see at the next meeting.
And then at the last meeting, in the minutes, I requested, that we start up the parking ad hoc committee, and you said that you would consult council. And I was just wondering if you were able to do that and what you heard back.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to say I consulted council, but I did consult city management, and it's just on hold right now from a staffing standpoint. We don't have the capacity to move that forward, so there's not going to be any action on that for right now, which unfortunate. I would love to see it happen by summer, but it's just not going to happen.
Okay, and then the North T Pier, is it, just a couple of questions about that, but does it currently have fire suppression and or electric?
It has fire suppression and electric, and they're both in terrible condition.
Terrible. Okay, but it's still utilized by the vessels. And is the harbor receiving funds? Is that like a busy dock where we are getting revenue from the vessels that are parking there?
I can let Laurie speak to that. I mean, we get revenue. Yeah, go ahead if you want.
So we do get current revenue. The T Pier isn't utilized as much as it used to be in the past, but definitely we do get revenue from it.
Okay. All right. So yeah, I would just really like to see that fixed, maintained. We used to do a lot more events there, you know, and it is the most publicly used dock for pedestrians. And it would just be really nice to know that they can get on there and be safe. And then we can have the other events. We used to do the boat safety week there and have, you know, kiosks out there, and there's even car shows parked there, which was, yeah, not right now. I understand. Maybe. And then, okay. So then one last question. You mentioned in your update that you needed to go to council to approve the donation for, so that, is that a thing that if
it's in, it's a policy, it hasn't been followed regularly, but it's a policy. Anything over $5,000 needs to have council approval to accept the funds.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Yep.
That's it.
Thank you, Member Sharice. I've only got four-ish. The first one, I'll go back to the county study. I recognize that the money isn't necessarily this, they're not spending it the way we would like to do, but in that study, as you understand it, is there anything of value of it? I know it's focused on infrastructure. That may be something that we would be interested in. So is it just throwaway money, or do we expect to get something of that we might purchase in the future, or potentially purchase in the future?
Well, based on the questions they asked us, we directed all of those questions towards environmental impact reports. Basically, what we would call a programmatic study, which is, we're not looking at any one location. We're looking at the entire harbor. And if you have vessels of 225, 250 coming in here on a regular basis, in and out, if you have transportation, you know, bringing items across the roadways, what are the potential impacts to the entire harbor and bay? That's what we want to know. We don't need to know. The infrastructure piece is very simple. You need the environmental piece to inform the infrastructure piece first. And that's where we've been going with this.
Okay. But we don't know. I mean, they ask questions, but we don't know what they're going to deliver yet.
We don't know what they're going to deliver
yet. Okay. About that. The dredging, I know you did report about how they're going to do the regular dredge and there's additional funding to do the rest of it. There's nothing there to do the marina though. The state.
Correct. Marina. Okay. The marina, it would always be outside of the Army Corps.
Bill has me wanting me to ask. Just quick question, the fire suppression system 69, is that the new vessel?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. And then you mentioned about making that one street in front of the harbor one way.
Mm-hmm.
Call me naive, that's just paint a couple arrows on the dirt or on the asphalt.
Yeah, signs and striping and arrows, and yeah.
Doesn't seem like a heavy lift, but okay.
It isn't. It just has to be engineered so the city doesn't get into a liability issue.
Yeah, I've talked to Qualic before. Yeah, I understand. Okay. And the last thing, I just wanted to spend a few minutes. I don't have a big update on the joint committee between the CFAC and HAB. You know, I think we've discussed this the last couple times, or at least in February. We did give a draft deliverable to the harbor director and the city manager, a variety of timings after the holidays and DC trips and sickness. We've gotten back on the calendar to walk through that document with Yvonne and Ted, and that will happen on the 15th. We're actually meeting internally just to refresh our memories of tomorrow with just the team itself. And with that, we expect to have a lot more details available at the April meeting, the direction that'll go. So it's taken basically a 90-day pause, essentially, from December to basically March. Pretty excited to share that more details with that as it rolls out and see where that goes. Put a lot of work into it. That's it for me. Let's see, public comment. I'll go ahead and open up the public comment. It was a long review. Anybody in the audience like to speak? No. AGP, do we have anybody with their hand raised online?
Hi, Chair Byers. There are no hands raised in the queue.
All right, thank you. We'll just receive and file that. We don't have to do motions, right, Lori? That's okay. On to B2. This is a request to continue the commercial vessel fee ad hoc. I don't know, Ted, if you want to speak to that.
Yeah, so the report that was done originally with this, you know, wasn't bringing, I think, information that I was hoping for. Not that you didn't try, but it just didn't, I think, provide some of what I hoped came out of that. What I'm asking is we reopen this and broaden it a little bit. I think this would help us identify in the near term some potential opportunities for some increases. The harbor, as you know, needs funding, and if we are well below market, this is now an opportunity to make that request to council for a fee increase. So if you're willing and able, we'd hope to, you know, see this get completed maybe in the next, actually we would probably need it in the next 60 days.
Okay. I go ahead, Jeremiah.
Yeah, now are these commercial fishing slips that you're referring to here? Are these vessel slips, Ted?
All of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it'd be the whole fee structure.
Okay, so I could be wrong, but we just gave the harbor $100,000. I thought that was going to delay are we going to look at raising everybody's fees?
Well, we need to take a look at it. I'm not saying any fees are going to be raised on commercial fishing, but I think we need to know where we stand in the market.
Yeah, we do too. wasn't there an agreement when you guys received that, Ted? I thought Tom had made some sort of an agreement on not only when our fees would be raised, but the amount.
Yeah. Is it in there? I don't recall. Yeah.
So
that would be something we would want to include.
The amount. Now, this is secondhand info from me because I didn't see the paper. I'm getting this from the president.
Mm-hmm.
As I recall, was the cost of living. We got current with everything to where it was decided, well, let's the fee everybody's paying. And then we said we would raise the to the cost of living every year, which we had done in the past. And here's $100,000 to keep it that way.
Yeah, and you know,
so it was like we were paying it in advance, if you will.
Yeah, and we'll absolutely take a look if there's any request to increase commercial fishing fees. I'm not saying there is. What we're saying is we need to know where we stand in the market.
Well, and also let's see if there was an agreement.
Yeah.
I'll get with Tom to make sure there was. Yeah. I don't want to start a forest fire.
Sure.
Down on the docks here by telling everybody the fees are going to go up.
That would
not be good.
Yeah. I guess, Ted, I do have a couple questions. I think some of us do as well. You know, it's relatively easy to go look up. You know, all that stuff is pretty much public information for the, you know, nearby harbors. Are you expecting like a public hearing type of thing where we get together with the fishermen, the liveaboards, the other people, the mooring holders and other impacted people to discuss that? Doesn't sound like fun, but
no, we're not asking you to make recommendations on any fees.
I understand that, but to get any community input.
Well, that'll be up to you. I'm not sure what the community input would do when you're looking for data.
Okay. Well, I mean, we just had one example here.
Yeah, that's all good information at the appropriate time. There's no recommendation of any price increase. This is a study to determine where the harbor
is. We're $1 a foot and they're $5 a foot or whatever.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Any other questions by the other advisory board? The current members of that from last time was myself, Member Vale and Member Witowski. I don't know if we want to make any changes to that. Unfortunately, Mary's not here today. I'll open it up. Does anybody else want to participate in that study? Chris?
Stay where I am.
I just wanted to say I'm willing to stay. And we'll obviously use Jeremiah as a resource and other
so stakeholders. It's yourself, Mary,
and Chris.
Got it.
And I had spoken to Mary prior to this. She was okay with that.
Okay.
And we probably want to make a motion for that.
And
but just
do you think by May you'd be able to?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That would be great.
Yeah, we'll have an update in the April meeting of where we're at and if we have any stumbling blocks, and then have some sort of, however we format it, some deliverable that we'll include in the May agenda. Comment?
Do you want me to make the motion?
She said we didn't need one.
Oh, you didn't need one. Okay.
Yeah, since it's just sort of, we never really disbanded it. I guess we're just going with a little slightly different scope than what we started, or different understanding. All right. Any public, we'll open up to public comment. Any comment on B2 about the fees? No. All right. Thank you. Anybody online, AGP?
Chair Byers, there are no raised hands in the queue.
Thanks. I like it when he says it that way. All right. Next on the agenda is B3. This was something that we added from last time to get an update on the harbor walk.
Right. Thank you.
Specifically that one stretch in front of the harbor, North T Pier.
Yep. So hopefully everyone had a chance to read the staff report. I'm glad you brought this up. I think it's good information to get out to the community. We currently have $85,000 committed to the harbor walk in that area. Three different businesses have committed to it on a prior lease. Two of them are in the process of wanting to renew a lease. I can assure you that there'll be new commitment requirements on the new lease. I think in the past, and I'm not sure why it was done this way, but the funding wasn't required until the project was done or started. And I think that probably will change in the future as regarding funding might need to come up front and be available immediately. But also I explained in that particular area, and you're familiar with it, it's challenging to make that work the way it's worked in other parts of the harbor and the harbor walk. It is possible. I do think the one-way drive aisle is going to free up some safe space to do that. The harbor is probably not sufficient, even at double of that amount. I doubt it's sufficient to complete it. And as you know in the past, I think the harbor contributed to it. So, you know, at this point, all I want to do is report to you. We do have money. It is being looked at. It's not on any current schedule as a project, but it is certainly something that needs to be, continued to follow up with and do it at the appropriate time, which I really don't know when that's going to be. I mentioned potential, you know, repairs to the North T Pier. We have two leaseholders that intend to do some improvements. Might make sense to do it when those improvements are being done at that same time so that we're not placing something down and then tearing it up for another reason. But I do think the funding is going to be improved, you know, once we get those other leases in place. So I'll answer any questions regarding that.
Yeah, I just want to start with what I think Member Green may have a question, but my fear is it becomes like the Coleman Park where you never have enough money and it just sort of, well, we've got 85 grand today. Next year I have 150, but I need $250,000 and then it's $3 million. And it just, it never gets done because it's always out of reach. And I'd rather do something small, you know, even if it's just paint a part of the asphalt orange so it matches the other parts, I think would be, you know, some visible improvement. What can we do for 85 grand today and not worry about what I can do for $1 million tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Just my 2 cents worth. I don't know. Pepper Green, you have any comments? I know this was your...
Yeah, I mean, I absolutely agree. It's so easy to just keep rolling over these contractual obligations that don't ever get executed. I 100% agree with Calvert. Seeing something done, as small as it may be, or buying out those obligations for 50 cents on the dollar or something that where we can see some sort of tangible use of previously negotiated improvement dollars, I think goes a long way, even as a kind of a gesture to the public.
Mm-hmm. Before any project was started, you'd have to have some design. So, you know, I don't know what that cost would be. That's not something I can calculate. I mean, I can talk with Public Works if they want to give us some idea and whether or not maybe some of the funding that's coming or whether we can request it. I don't know. Those are all legal issues that have to be determined based on how the leases were written. But I'm just throwing out thoughts and ideas that potentially the first thing that we would need to do would be to determine what it's going to look like and where it's going to go. And that takes money. You just can't start a project without knowing that. So.
Fair enough. All right, jump in. She had her hand first.
So about 2.5-3 years ago, this was brought to the advisory board. And so it should be in the minutes from that area where we went over where the Harbor Walk should go, and we gave our recommendation as far as where we thought it would be. I can't imagine it would be super different than what we recommended then. It just never got implemented. I'm all for it happening, but I mean, we have done it before and given a recommendation and it went to Public Works, but nothing.
If you can think through approximately when that is, maybe we can find that document if you'd let us know.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Anything else? Member Green?
I'm not Member Green. Sorry. She said it, that we did go over this before. I've talked to Mark about it. And what we had decided before was to make a pedestrian lane that runs down what I'll call the alley there. I mean, it's bad enough that our guests, town guests, walk straight through the parking lot with their backs to you. But to give them a lane, a jog that goes closer to the water and offloading operations and Tognasini's and the Coast Guard and all that sort of stuff, it'd be important. But there is no construction to it. It's simply signage and stripes and arrows, which goes to your point. We've got $85,000. And the last time I talked to Mark Tognazzini,
Well, he said, I'm not sure why it hasn't been done. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like the vendors are ready for it. So. Anyway, so, I think it might help if there was a view lane to take some of the people out of the parking lots.
Yeah, right. So, right. So there, you know, I think, and you're having me think through this, we are going to have an engineering traffic done as a one way. Maybe building into that is an area, maybe not the design, but basically an area, because I think everyone does agree the walkway is going to be on the, you know, that drive aisle area, and it has to be marked. From what I've heard, different individuals, you know, would prefer to see something more than just a striped out area. But maybe we can get the area designated in the traffic study, knowing that we have the ADA, because you've got to meet ADA requirements. There's a lot more than just painting the ground.
And it cannot be, an added on walkway that interrupts offloading of fish or has Mark moving his restaurant. That'd be a little much. I think what we're thinking of is there a safer, quicker approach for now? Right. Anyway.
Okay. Well, maybe we can build that into the engineering traffic study, and if they can designate an area that we know is ADA that meets all those requirements, and go from there.
The ladder access, per the general plan, ladder access is, I think it's 10 feet wide, minimum is where they settle, I think, on the general plan, right? Whatever they're capable of, I think would be a huge win in that study, just to identify the walkway, even if it starts with striping, that can later become something else if we ever get the capacity to do that. And I think asking those three leaseholders what they would like to see, even design-wise, I think that's a great starting point to get everyone on board, because I think everyone wins here on this one.
Yeah. That's a thoroughfare, actually. I mean, there's trucks that use that for all of the businesses there, and sometimes have to park and stay there for periods of time. So that's just a safety factor. And I agree. I don't know, whatever they can do there, good luck. But exactly. Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Any other comments on that? All right. Open up public comment. Any comments about the Harbor Walk? None in the audience. AGP, anybody with their hands raised?
Hi, Chair Byers. There are no hands raised in the queue.
All right. Thank you. Moving on to item B4 for a new ad hoc to look at the layout of the mooring fields.
Yeah, thank you. So this is not an area of my expertise. I've been learning about issues in the mooring field. I know the mooring field was designed decades ago. There's been a lot of changes to the harbor, certainly to depths. In those areas, vessel sizes are changing. A lot of conditions that occur in the harbor with opposing tides and wind creates issues. So what I'm asking is a ad hoc committee who can help the harbor determine how we could have a engineered mooring field. I have no idea what that cost would be. It would be nice to know if we could figure out some estimate of a cost for that type of a study, and then also determine what type of a cost there'd be to making those movements and those location changes.
Ed, has there been, is there a problem with those fields?
I'm hearing more and more problems. The moorings move. The bottom, doesn't hold all of those anchors solid. There's been storms. They drift. The depth of those areas are changing. That affects, the angle of the anchor line and how far they drift. And we really don't even have a GPS location on every mooring. So when they get picked up and inspected. They don't necessarily go down in their exact location.
Have you been working with Gene?
We've talked with Gene.
Yeah. Has of anybody that in the harbor who knows
correct
about our moorings, it'd
yeah.
be Gene.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, because I frankly can't hardly see those boats. Usually the mooring blocks are built or installed for the size of the boat that's tying up to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if the boat's that big, you put another block on it, you know. But I'd be surprised if they'd move.
Well, what I'm told actually by Gene is there are some areas in the harbor where those blocks sink down 4 or 5 feet into the subsurface.
Sure.
And then there's some areas that are more hardpan and they sit on top and they can move. It's just time. It's been there for a long time. I'm not saying this is something we can prioritize in terms of, depends on the cost. I have no idea. So it's time to at least get it on a CIP schedule for the future. If we can't do it soon, we probably need to do it at some point, but we really need to know where those should be, and an engineering study can help us determine that. Maybe the lengths of the lines can be reduced. Right now, I think it's a 3-to-1 ratio is what, whereas other harbors are at 2-to-1. You know, can we go to 2-to-1? Can that help with some of these issues that, you know, we're beginning to see?
Any other questions?
Thanks, Ted.
Yep. Member Vail would like to comment.
Couple things. One is if you reduce the scope of the chain from 3-to-1 to 2-to-1, you'll guarantee more movement because the catenary curve of the chain that is the shock absorber. Mm-hmm. So that when a boat pulls because of wind or whatever other
right.
factor, that chain has to straighten out to taut in order to move a 1-ton or more mooring block. That's what the blocks are built of, or the moorings are built of. So reducing chain's not going to do it. This is your GPS study from 5 years ago. It was done. Every mooring in the harbor was GPSed. I think what we need to do is form a committee and get our volunteer effort going to determine where the problems were or are and GPS those spots to see if they've moved from 5 years ago and to remedy those conditions. The idea of doing all of the moorings is going to put the town out of business. It's going to put the harbor department out of business. Terrifically expensive. So I'd like to be on that ad hoc. I'd like to bring Ron Reisner in. He was part of this effort 5 years ago, and see what we can come up with.
Thank you. Charisse, I think you had a question.
I did actually talk to Ron Reisner, who was chair for at least 2 or 3 years and on the board for numerous years. He mentioned the 2018 GPS, and then he also wanted to add that they did not do part of the study as far as saying what kind of line length the boats can use, and then the moorings themselves, that it would be important to look at max vessel length. So just like you said, throw another block down, you might be putting a big vessel on a mooring that is not capable of taking care of that draft or length. So anyway, he said that was missing from that report. So that might be helpful to make sure that they stay where they are supposed to stay.
My question regarding that 2018 GPS location study was that, I mean, how do we know that those locations were good locations? How do we know the depths of the water in those locations? I mean, so do we have all of that to know that?
But there, oh, I'm sorry, a couple things. One is if a mooring was put down at some point in time and a 40-foot boat was put on it, And then 8 years later, that fellow moved along and a 45-foot boat was put on it, or a 50-foot boat. It's going to change the game because that mooring might be physically too close to that mooring, right, or that mooring. I guess what I'm allergic to here is the idea of doing everything based on four complaints from the south end of the harbor or whatever. So, but that's something for the committee to work on.
Yeah. So what I have heard, you know, when it was originally designed, laid out, of course, boats were 25, 26 feet at that time, and they've grown since then on some of these moorings. And those are some of the issues I think we're beginning to see. When those decisions were made, was it the proper mooring to put a 40-foot boat on it when it was typically a 26-foot boat, you know, 40 years ago? So those, I think that's, again, why we're looking for, again, you know, I'm not saying we can't do it on our own, but it'd be good to have some expertise in this area to know if it can be done better. Because, again, it's never really been done. I think it's just been thrown together. That looks good. This looks good. Let's put it here. And the depths of the water has changed.
Chris, I just had a comment. We're aware of this study. Our concern was that those GPS locations were of the vessel, not the block. And we were concerned. We really wanted to know where the blocks were, not just the vessel itself.
Okay.
Yeah, so it looks like there's a couple phases to this, to see what data we have, what we need. Can we address short-term issues and a long-term piece of it?
Perhaps we can have Ron come and do a presentation. yeah, because, I mean, he is a professional in this, and we were lucky enough to have him as the chair at the time. So, and he can show the PowerPoint to all of us. But when I talked to him, he said they haven't moved. So that'd be, I'd like to get his accurate, you know, a professional to answer what the 2018 really has in it.
Gene also has his hands on those blocks, literally.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the time. And so whenever Ron meets, I'd like to see Gene there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'd see, as a matter of fact, I'd like to coax him on as an advisor of the ad hoc. And I share the same background as Ron. I just talk differently. Thank you. For 30 some odd years, I know this stuff. So, yeah, let's get to it and figure it out. It's not odd that they measured from the boat, assuming they can tell me which end of the boat they measured from. Because if you're standing on the bow of a boat and there's a painter coming up from the mooring, that's the position of the boat relative to the block itself. Anyway, let's get to work.
All right. I think at this point, we'd look for people to volunteer for it. I think I have Member Vail. Can we volunteer somebody that's not here? Like Gene?
So,
yeah.
Thinking you can.
And I would take a position on that too. If
yeah.
if you need somebody, I would. But
yeah, no, I'm.
But Gene is the guy that needs to be.
Yeah, it seems like I have the three smartest people in here. The only reason I'd personally raise my hand is just I'm good at cat herding, but making sure it gets done. But
Sharon.
Yeah. So I think we have three people that would be on the ad hoc. I would recommend that you guys meet and then determine who should be the chair of that. I don't think we need to do that now. No. And then when we get together, it'll be an agenda item, and you guys can do an oral report of, you know, the whatever you've come across so far, so that short-term, long-term, whatever pains and how you foresee moving forward.
Get two things. We can get Ron here next month and have him show this to us. We could, and I think he should be on the ad hoc, actually.
Yeah, you can invite other citizens to participate in that. Yeah. All right. So I'll make a motion to form an ad hoc
to study the moorings with Member O'Brien, Member Vail, and Member Doherty. Any seconds for that?
Yeah, I second that.
All right. Any ayes? All ayes? Ayes?
Aye.
No nays? Nope. All right. Passes 6-0. With that, we'll open up public comment. Is there any public comment about the mooring fields?
Yep. Sorry. Do we have to take a vote on number five?
Yeah, we just did.
Oh,
number five. We'll get to that in just a moment once we close public comment.
Go ahead, Chuck Mossness, member of Morro Bay Yacht Club, and I've been involved over the last couple months looking at our mooring field because of issues there, and I've got a ton of information on a spreadsheet I can share. We supposedly have GPS locations from 2022 on our moorings, but they don't look to be accurate based on what I can see on Google Earth, where I can see the mooring ball, and then I've got those GPS locations, and I know the calculation of how the scope works and that, but if there's anything I can do to help the committee, I'd be more than happy to.
Absolutely. We would welcome that.
Thank you, John.
Okay.
Any other public comment here in the audience?
Tony and Lori. My name's Robert Reese. I've done an awful lot of survey work. I am a land surveyor that's done a lot of work in the harbor. And here's some facts. I know that a lot of the boats or a significant portion of the anchorage that was done, I think it was back in the 60s, late 60s by Gehring and Taylor down in Arroyo Grande. A significant amount of that anchorage is now shoal or on the spit. There's a number of moorings that are actually outside the anchorage and or in the what they call the Morro Channel, which is the southerly part of that whole channel. There's a couple that are protruding into the Navy Channel. And when you're down by in at Morro Bay, there's quite a few that are all over the place. Your moorings are a function of depth. The GPS, can't speak to the GPS surveys or what it is. There's a lot of things. You can go out with a handheld and say, oh, here it is. And somebody mentioned that it was the vessel position and not the block position. And to your point, Mr. Vail, the road as it swings is another significant factor in how many boats and where they are and what's going on. And so I'd be willing to confer with the committee if and when it comes up, or if you'd like. I think Ms. Stiltz has my contact info. If there's any questions, I'm happy to answer them.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. Yeah, we love the community participation. Any other public comments? AGP, is there any other hands raised in the queue?
Hi, Chair Byers. There are not.
All right. Thank you. With that, we'll go ahead and close item B4. B5, it should be pretty simple. Gene, unfortunately, has an excused absence, and I do have a canned motion that we can use. You had a comment, Jeremiah?
Do we need to make a motion? Okay. I'd like to make a motion that... we've got it. Well, you can read it if it's your. Did you?
I'll second it.
It's you got it
now. Okay. Let's see what we got here. I move to approve the request submitted by Board Member Doughty to excuse his absence for March 7th, 2024 regular Harbor Advisory Board meeting.
Member Bell, you second?
Yeah.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Passes.
Good job, Gene.
Last thing on the agenda is item C. Any future agenda items? I know, Sharice, you mentioned something about the budget. Do you want to put that as a future agenda item
that we can vote on? So, yes, I would like to make a future agenda item of a budget update.
Anybody like to second that?
Yes, I'll second.
Second it. We don't need a motion?
No.
Oh, no. Okay.
Okay. Good. Consensus.
More than three. All those that want it.
Whoopee.
Yeah.
Unanimous.
We need to see PowerPoint slides, Ted.
Seems to me Morro Bay Community Quota Fund should be about due for a visit to us, I think.
Oh, presentation? Hmm. Okay. Yeah, if you have a contact for there, I would be more than happy to have a presentation for them.
I'm on the board of directors.
All right. You've got some pull? Okay, great. We have potentially another agenda item.
No, it's presentation.
Presentation. Thank you. Yes.
And that's for what?
Quota fund.
Any other future agenda items that you would, any of the other members would like to bring forward? Nope. Well, with that, I think it's meeting adjourned. Woo-hoo.
Thank you.